About 2,000 people in Shelby County got the wrong ballot during early voting. Many of them live in either State House District 93 or 98. Michelle Bliss lives in District 93, but that's not what showed up on her ballot.
And it popped up with Tennessee House District 98, and I immediately went, "Excuse me, I have a problem." And the poll worker came over and asked what the problem was. I said, "I'm in District 93. She started to tell me, "Well, we've had redistricting." I said, "Ma'am, I work campaigns. I'm in 93.
The Shelby County Election Commission made mistakes when they updated their voter rolls after that recent redistricting. Again, about 2,000 people voted in a district they do not live in. But Bliss didn't. She left the polls without voting. The experience was less than blissful.
It was very frustrating. It was very frustrating. Here I am essentially being told that I don't know what district I live in.
The Election Commission is working to correct its errors, but the voter rolls still aren't perfect. I spoke with Bliss on Sunday, and I asked her on Sunday if we could check to see what district the commission had her listed in. Bliss used the computer in my office to navigate to the commission's website.
This will take a moment. You go to voter information and go to where to vote. It is on voteshelby.com. You put in your street number and your street name. Now, I am still showing in District 98 for state representative.
Yeah, you are.
Oh, this better be fixed when I get to the polls Thursday.
Chairman of the Election Commission, Robert Myers, says these fixes aren't easy. Myers discovered that for himself when he offered to help make the changes. Employees told him that he couldn't.
They politely said, "Mr. Chairman, you don't have the technical skills necessary to do that, and we don't have time to teach you."
Commission employees use a geographic information system, or GIS, to move redistricted voters. A good GIS technician generally has to have an advanced degree in geography and a certification in GIS. Myers says there are about 5 people at the commission who are qualified.
The process, again, is tedious. There are very few people that can do it, and they can only do it in small pieces, street by street.
Still, Myers says it's their job to get it right. An audit by the comptroller is going to look into what went wrong after the election. Myers says an investigation is necessary.
And it will take, I think, a comprehensive review post-election to figure out kind of what went wrong and where and what we need to do to fix it, because we definitely want to fix it for the November election. We do not want to be going through the same experience in November.
For her part, Bliss is rooting for the commission to get it right sooner than that. She's headed back to the polls today. For WKNR News, I'm Eleanor Boudreau.